Target.com is matching prices. Specifically, it's now trying to match Amazon.com and Walmart and about two dozen other websites out there. Will this work for Target? I'm John Wardock, and we'll talk to an expert straight ahead.
From the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal, this is Tech News Briefing. Your daily download for tech news that matters to you.
Joining us is Rafi Muhammad. He is a pricing consultant and author. He runs the website Pricing for Profit. He joins us from Greater Boston. So, Rafi, when you heard this news about Target, what was your initial thought?
Well, I think it was a lukewarm shrug.
And why is that?
Well, it's really an incremental move. It's not very game-changing. So, in essence, if you're a devotee of Target, you know, now it expands. You can look at 29 different websites and try to find the lowest price and then come in and try and get a price match. So it's really, it's sort of an incremental move. It's a way to keep for Target to sort of stem losses from its true customers, you know, from going to other sites. And it really wasn't a very aggressive move into something that all brick and mortar retailers need to be focusing on. What is my online pricing strategy?
Now, to go after almost 30 websites and be competitive on a price front, is that too ambitious? Do you think that's going to work?
Well, first of all, they're not necessarily being competitive. They're simply saying that if you find a lower price from these websites, we'll match it. So that's different than being competitive. In fact, you might argue it's saying, we have a higher price. Go look at the other websites, and if you find a lower one, come back and we'll match it.
What about consumers here? Consumers, of course, like to try to save money, but this does seem to place a burden on consumers in some ways, right? Because they're going to have to know what the price is at Walmart and then ask Target for that price.
Exactly. So it's really targeted towards very price-sensitive customers who are willing to do all of the research and look at all these various websites, then print out, you know, a copy of the price and bring it in for a price match. You know, as you know, there aren't really that many consumers out there who are willing to do that. So it's really just sort of a lukewarm response to price competition.
Any sense of what percentage of shoppers out there may actually take Target up on this match pricing?
You know, the general rule of thumb that I've found in my consulting practice is less than 5%.
Wow. So why do all this work and create all this, stir up all this dust just for 5% of shoppers?
Well, still 5% is an incremental amount that, you know, you wouldn't want to lose. So it's really a big broadcast to price-sensitive customers that, you know, we're willing to play ball with other online retailers.
And do you think this is going to make a difference for Target.com with the upcoming holiday shopping season?
It won't make a material difference.
Meaning?
It's a good thing to say, but I don't think you're going to get a lot of customers picking it up, taking up the offer.
He's Rafi Muhammad joining us from pricingforprofit.com. He's a pricing consultant and author joining us to talk about Target.com and what it's doing with price matching. Rafi, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Okay. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Coming soon, all new podcasts from the Wall Street Journal, including
Money Beat Monday.
Welcome to Money Beat. I am Paul Vigna here with Eric Holm, Soul Cycle.
I just want to illustrate how out of touch Paul is. When this IPO filed, he looked around and he said, why is Soul Asylum going public? They kind of missed their moment.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.